Welcome to Auction Talk. Your host is Greg Story, longtime member of the National Auctioneers Association, an accredited auctioneer in real estate and president of Hart G. Auction Service. Now, here's Greg.
Welcome to this edition of Auction Talk. Today, I want to speak about the auctioneer's chant. Why do auctioneers talk so fast? This is a question I'm glad to answer. Even though nobody is 100% sure what the correct answer is, some people speculate that in the mid-1800s, tobacco auctioneers, still known as some of the most skilled practitioners of the chant, might have developed the style when the public leaf auction spread from Virginia into other states after the Civil War, and there was a huge surplus of tobacco to be sold. However it started, the fast-talking auctioneer is a uniquely American tradition. The people who work in the largest auction houses in the world, Christie's and Sotheby's, and over in England, employ a more restrained British style of auctioneering. In the United Kingdom, many auctioneers don't even solicit specific bids at all. Instead, they declare the price they have and ask for advances in the current bid. Buyers are expected to know their predetermined bid increments. An auctioneer talking fast generally will allow for the sale of thousands of items to sell faster. If an auction can be completed in 4 hours, that's a lot better than an auction taking 10 hours for the same number of items. Who would argue that an auctioneer talking really fast is more entertaining than an auctioneer talking really slow? I've noted numerous times that, not so much babies, but young children, staring at me while I'm calling bids. You know, they're just in amazement, non-belief. You know, they can't believe what they're hearing. Well, fast talking is different than our everyday conversations, and therefore more interesting and more entertaining. The average person speaks around 140 to 150 words per minute. Now, auctioneers, when you're doing your warm-up, maybe tongue twisters or something to get your lips and tongue and everything loosened up and get ready, will usually speak around 450 words per minute. This might seem impossible to understand at that rate, but it's not. With a myriad of other ways to buy at auction, via phone, the internet, proxy bidding, the fast talking of a live auctioneer continues to allow for the highest prices in the shortest amount of time. So although no one can be certain of how or where the fast talking component of the auction began, we can all agree it makes an auction more exciting, even if we can't always keep up with what everything is being said. So what does the auctioneer's chant really mean? If there's one question auctioneers hear from people, especially if they first meet you, so you can talk really fast. Well, sure we can. Occasionally at a sale, you'll hear people say, you know, what is the bid? What did he say? Newcomers are sometimes confused by the auctioneer's rapid speech, and they feel the auctioneer is saying words and sounds that aren't meant to be understood. Although the most widely recognized talent of the auctioneer is undoubtedly his or her ability to talk rapidly, the first thing one should know about auctioneers is that their main job is to communicate, and if the audience cannot understand him or her, then the auctioneer is not doing a good job. You know, this method of rapid fire talking is called the auctioneer's chant. It evolved as auctioneers saw the need to sell more rapidly. The chant is used to hold the attention of the audience, as I've said, and to keep the auction moving at a steady pace. Unlike other types of sales, an auction is an event where all the customers are present at the same time. Thus, the auctioneer is responsible for selling everything within a few hours, and his or her use of the chant helps keep things moving. The chant is a series of numbers connected by filler words to give the buyer time to think and to fill in when the bids aren't coming in rapidly. So what does the chant mean? Well, the auctioneer gets up there and he explains what he has to sell. Then he's asking what I want. Somebody bids. This is what I have. What I want. What I have. What I want. What I have. What I want. What I have. And what I got. for the item. So the basic chant will go like this. You know, who will give me $100? $100 bid, now two. Now two. Will you give me two? $200 bid, now three. Now three. Will you give me three? And chanting, you kind of skew the words together to speed things up. Will you give becomes would he give. So the chant, when it's all put together, will go something like this. You know, who'll give me $100? $100 bid, now two. Now two. Will you give me two? Will you give me two? $200 bid, now three. Now three. Will you give me three? And so forth. Most auctioneers have their own series of combination of filler words. These words are everything except the numbers. Filler words are used to restate the last number and to give the buyers time to consider whether they want to bid higher. The filler words carry the numbers, which are the most important part of the chant, and that's what everyone should listen for. Don't try and decipher exactly what he's saying in his filler words. When the bidding slows down, the auctioneer adds more fillers. Auctioneers create a steady rhythm in their chants by using phrases that flow and roll. The rhythm enables the crowd to listen longer and faster by giving the bids at regular intervals. This helps the bidders know what to expect and keep the bids coming in at a constant pace. Auctioneers can be seen moving their hands to the rhythm of the chant. This has many uses within the auction to the auctioneer. This can help keep the bid fresh in his mind, or maybe where the bid is. I know auctioneers that maybe palms up might be a signal to himself that he's on a $100 bid. A palm down might be that he's on an odd $100 bid, or a $50 bid. Each auctioneer develops his or her own method of keeping track of where he is. Many people think auctioneers sound like they're singing because the rhythm has a beat much like music does. The steady beat allows the auctioneer's chant to move more rapidly than normal speech. Now, anybody that's heard me in church knows I can't sing, but since the auctioneers have a limited amount of time to sell many items, they need to speak quickly. At an average estate auction, the auctioneer's chant helps him or her sell an average of maybe 65 items or lots per hour, or about one a minute. Now, certain types of auctions go faster. A livestock auction will go faster. Even though you don't always have professional bidders there or professional buyers there, you have a mix of some. Wholesale automobile auctioneers frequently sell 180 cars per hour or 3 cars per minute. And tobacco auctioneers would sell 500 to 600 lots per hour. That's about one every 10 seconds. With buyers using as signals a series of hand motions to signify these bids. Now, these hand signals were universal in the tobacco auction, which would enable even foreign buyers to communicate with the auctioneer. An interesting thing here is the tobacco auctioneer would use a chant that was very slightly similar to the chant used in England, where he wouldn't say what he was asking to get. He just said what he had. So then the buyers would use hand signals to raise the bid. Besides keeping the auction moving, the fast-paced chant creates excitement and makes the auction entertaining. Auctioneers, as I said, will adjust their pace depending on the number and type of items they are selling. A lot of auctioneers don't adjust their pace, and instead always sell as fast as they can. Now, these are the auctioneers that make it difficult to attract and keep new buyers at auctions. After all, the auctioneer can only chant as fast as the bidders will bid. Next time you attend an auction, concentrate on the numbers in the auctioneer's chant, as well as the filler words. The numbers are the most important part of the chant and are pronounced the most clearly. So the next time you attend the auction, listen carefully, and you'll realize you can understand the auctioneer. Now, everybody out there, I want a little tribute to a man I enjoyed working with. Years ago, I had the opportunity to work with Chuck Cumberland. We lost Chuck last year. but he's a former world champion auctioneer. Listen to Chuck's chant. Listen for the numbers, and you'll be able to understand it. What do you do if you really just can't understand the auctioneer? I've had little old ladies come up to me that were hard of hearing and they couldn't understand it. Or for one reason or other, you just cannot understand it. Well, you want to try to go to an auction and get in on the fun, but you're unsure that you'll be able to understand the auctioneer, or you're just nervous. What do you do? First, arrive at the auction early. If the auction's going to start at 10 o'clock, get there at 8:30 or even 8 o'clock. Find the auctioneer and speak with him about it. And tell him up front, you know, I've never been to an auction, or I've been to auctions and I just have trouble understanding, and I'm really interested in becoming involved. Now, I often coach new bidders on how to understand me. Give them a little example of what I'm going to do. And tell them that, you know, if there's something they're interested in, you know, they're interested in that flowered bowl on the trailer, to stand by it. And, you know, and when I get to it, give me a signal that they want to get in on it. I'll make sure they can understand me. We'll slow down if we have to slow down a lot. Well, because we want everybody to have fun. More than once, I have told this to people. And once they get their feet wet, successfully bidding on an item, they're on their way. You'll be surprised how quick you will catch on to the chant and bidding, and you're on your way to lots of fun and rewarding days in the world of auctions. Thank you. And now for today's mailbox. I've had numerous people ask how they can get vehicles home and drive them until they get the title. Usually states have a bill of sale that an auctioneer can give a vehicle buyer. This bill of sale will allow you to drive your vehicle home, even if you go into another state. Once you get home, you'll be able to take your bill of sale to your local county clerk and get a temporary permit, just like if you'd bought it at a dealership. Now, depending on your state, these permits are good for 30 to 45 days. This brings up another question that I receive many calls and emails on. If you pay cash, why can't you get your title before you leave the auction? Well, there's actually a few good reasons that I know that our company waits to send them out, even to cash buyers. First of all, when everyone's trying to check out at the same time, when the sale's over, it would add a very important step that has to be done perfectly, or you cause more and bigger problems. Sometimes you can't get another title. If you mess one up, you're sunk. This would have to be done when you have 150 or so people all trying to check out at the same time. And everyone's tired, not to mention that often the weather is horrible. We don't want to have any mistakes. Next, I can't count the number of times that people have called me when they get home from one of our auctions and they've lost paperwork, or even keys. When dealing with titles, you usually can't get a copy. So I'd rather do the title work later and send it out by registered mail. So have a little patience with the auction staff. We really have a good reason for the way we do things. This means we've learned from our mistakes. And it really is in the buyer's best interest. Thank you.
We thank you for tuning in to Auction Talk. Email your auction questions to Greg at hartg@centurytel.net or call 719-384-4797 or go to hartg.com and click on the Auction Talk radio tab. Tune in next time for Auction Talk.